with What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Blood testing company Theranos is dissolving.
The company that was once among Silicon Valley's most valuable unicorns will go down in the annals of the Valley as its biggest fraud.
We'll have the details with Wall Street Journal investigative reporter John Carreyrou. But first, here are some top stories. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is fielding questions from senators this week. Early in Wednesday's proceedings, Kavanaugh was asked whether he would be too deferential to presidential power or the president who nominated him.
No one is above the law in our constitutional system. Federalist 69, Hamilton, makes clear all the ways that the executive branch as designed by the framers of the Constitution was different from the monarchy. Under our system of government, the executive branch is subject to the law, subject to the court system.
For live coverage of the nomination hearings, head to our website, WSJ.com. Executives from Facebook and Twitter testified before a Senate panel on Wednesday about the steps they're taking to prevent foreign interference on their platforms. But lawmakers expressed doubts as some members of Congress consider legislation to address online privacy and the legal responsibility of the platforms for their users' actions. Facebook, Twitter, and Google have all recently taken action to remove fake accounts from their platforms. Toyota has announced a global recall of more than a million 2016 to 2018 Prius and CHR crossover sport utility vehicles due to a portion of their electrical systems that could cause a fire. Most of the affected vehicles are in Japan. About 192,000 are in the United States. The company is contacting impacted owners here in the U.S. via the mail. Bayer says more Americans are filing lawsuits against Monsanto's weed killers, which Bayer acquired in the purchase of the company. Bayer says it's facing some 8,700 plaintiffs as of the end of last month, who claim they became ill after being exposed to the herbicides, which contain glyphosate. Last month, a California jury awarded more than $280 million to a groundskeeper who was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma. Still to come, the dissolution of blood testing company Theranos. Scandal-scarred blood testing company Theranos is dissolving. The company, once a Silicon Valley darling, said in an email to shareholders this week that it will pay its remaining unsecured creditors in the coming months. Joining us now via Skype is Wall Street Journal investigative reporter John Carreyrou, author of the book about Theranos, Bad Blood, Secrets and Lies in a Silicon Valley Startup. John, you've been covering Theranos for several years, and there have certainly been a lot of surprises along the way. Was this letter about the company's dissolution something you were expecting?
Absolutely. If anything, I was expecting it earlier in the summer. And I think that the reason it took so long is in the last few months, Theranos was actually very careful about its cash consumption. But it finally essentially ran out or came close to running out. I think it has a few million dollars left in the bank, and it's fallen below the cash threshold that it needed to keep above of as part of its loan agreement with Fortress Investment Group, which is a New York private equity firm that had lent there are no $65 million last year to keep it afloat. And as part of that loan agreement, Theranos was supposed to keep a certain amount of cash in the bank, and it's fallen below that threshold. So now Fortress is entitled to basically claim all the company's assets.
And what about the investors who poured millions into Theranos?
They get nothing. And I would add that they didn't just pour millions. They poured collectively hundreds of millions. It's actually the total number is close to $1 billion.
Wow. And John, as you know, this is a really incredible story. And if you can, although it's difficult to sum this up briefly, the company's extraordinary rise from a Silicon Valley startup to the reveal that it was a giant fraud up to now its downfall.
Right. I mean, so Theranos was a diagnostic startup started by Elizabeth Holmes back in 2003 when she was 19 years old and she was a sophomore at Stanford. She dropped out of Stanford. She had this vision for a portable blood testing device that would do all the blood tests known to man off tiny samples of blood pricked from a finger. And she went about raising money in several rounds and hiring people and trying to pursue this vision. And I don't think that she started out with the intent of defrauding investors and putting patients in harm's way. But over the years, she encountered setbacks because science and medical science in particular is hard. And she basically didn't acknowledge those setbacks, at least didn't acknowledge them to investors or to her board of directors, or really to anyone, to the retail partners that she enlisted, such as Walgreens. And she pretended that she had achieved what she claimed to have achieved. And in 2013, the fall of 2013, she went live with Theranos' supposedly innovative finger stick tests in Walgreens stores in California and Arizona. And as a result, consumers from that point on were put in harm's way because the Theranos blood tests were not reliable. And I came along in 2015 and did a long investigation that was finally published in October of that year that revealed that the one device Theranos was using that was proprietary was not reliable, and that really Theranos was using conventional machines for most of its blood tests. And it had hacked those conventional machines to try to adapt them to small samples. And one of the steps they took was to dilute the blood to create more volume in these cups that they would put in the conventional machines. And this dilution step created a lot of room for error. In the end, this is a company that had to void close to 1 million blood test results and has defrauded investors of more than $700 million because most of the money that Theranos raised actually came after the company went live with its finger stick tests, when it told investors that it had succeeded in creating its technology. And the proof of that success was that it had gone live with the finger stick tests in Walgreens stores.
John, what about Elizabeth Holmes, the charismatic founder of Theranos? What do we know about what she's doing amid all this? We know she settled charges from the Securities and Exchange Commission, but she's still under criminal investigation.
That's right. She was charged with wire fraud back in June, along with her former boyfriend, Sonny Balwani, who's the ex number two at Theranos. And they both had to post $500,000 bail and relinquish their passports. And so they're out on bail and they're preparing their defense. She has hired lawyers from the law firm Williams and Connolly, and the discovery process has begun. The government has handed over its evidence in the form of a 2 terabyte hard drive to Elizabeth and her attorneys. To give you an idea of how much that evidence that represents, most iMac computers that you buy off the shelf now have only 1 terabyte of hard drive. So 2 terabytes is quite a bit of storage space. And it suggests that the evidence that the government has gathered for this criminal case is voluminous.
John, in reflecting on covering this story for several years through all of these ups and downs and surprises, and now finally the company's dissolution, what have you learned? What's the lesson to be learned from Theranos? What's the company's place in Silicon Valley history?
Right. So if you think about Silicon Valley, which, by the way, is a construct that has existed only for about 40 or 50 years, it's an industry in a part of the country that has been focused on computers and software. It started out with microprocessors in the 50s and 60s, and then it gave way to the personal computer revolution in the 80s, and then the internet revolution in the 90s. And today we're at the stage where there are smartphone apps and we have smartphones. But until recently, this was not an industry that was going beyond computer hardware and software. Now it is. Now it's getting into self-driving cars. It's getting into smart homes, and it's getting into medicine. And if anything, if there's any lesson to be drawn from the Theranos scandal, it's that you can't really apply Theranos' fast and loose business ethics and business ethos to the realm of medicine, because, you know, vaporware, that old Silicon Valley term for software that got announced and then either never got delivered or got delivered in versions that fell far short of what was promised, vaporware doesn't work in medicine. In medicine, when you release a product, it has to work because patient lives are at stake. And Theranos, unfortunately, did not heed that. And the result has been this enormous scandal.
That's Wall Street Journal investigative reporter John Carreyrou joining us via Skype to talk about the dissolution of blood testing company Theranos. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.
Enjoy the What's News podcast? Then try the What's News newsletter. Sign up at wsj.com/newsletters. That's wsj.com/newsletters.